I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbags, great to be back with you again. Nolan and I are excited about this show tonight. And as always, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of the show, and everything else that you do, from reaching out to us, sending in questions for the curtain call, sending in great training inquiries and stuff like that. Just your passion for the game. That's what it's all about. So we love it. We breathe it. We die it, as they say, and that's what it's all about. So, but tonight, as always, and that we'll be talking MLB. We'll be talking a little bit of, blending in with youth talk, amateur talk, the whole gauntlet. So another good week, a lot of changes, some expected, some surprise that Nolan and I will talk about as far as the MLB goes. We'll dive into it. We'll try to wrap our heads around to what we're seeing in front of us as best we can. And sometimes you just can't. Sometimes it's just different. But there's definitely one team that we'll talk about, and they just keep leading the pack. So, I mean, we have to talk about them because there's something that's really important to us and a reason why they're just continuing to win and stay, head and shoulders above the rest of the pack right now. And that'd be the Tampa Bay Rays when we get there. So, but anyways, before we get there, we do have to give our shout out to our sponsors, Rip Grip Pro. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the show. Can't thank you enough for being a part of our training system and that. And of course, the Rip Grip Pro, you go over to ripgrippro.com, and it is the hitting training aid. Very little slips over the fingers, and but what an impact it makes to your overall swing on keeping you in the zone, keeping you on playing a lot longer as a hitter, and just in a great position to have more success and enjoy the game from the outside pitch to the middle pitch to the inside pitch. So, again, Rip Pro, can't thank Tress and the team enough. And also, obviously, the rope trainer. Go to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. If you want to find out more about the rope trainer, what John Smoltz has to say, what we have to say about it, there's a no-brainer. It's got to be in your throwing program. It really does. It's a difference maker. It really is. And arm health is always on the forefront. So that's why we believe in it so much, because it's just, it's a self-teaching tool. So it is nothing better in the world. And that's what it's all about. Nobody in your head all the time talking to you. It's just you and the rope trainer. So anyways, dirtbags, we're ready to rock and roll. We're going to be right back here. So settle in, get that favorite drink, and we'll be right back in a second.
Scott for Scott's here. Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn. It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
It's Macy's Mother's Day sale. Take an extra 25% off great gifts for every mom with your coupon or Macy's card. Like dresses, shoes, and more she'll love 25 to 40% off. Or shop specials like 55 to 65% off robes, towels, and more bath accessories. And fragrance gift sets from her favorite brands like Carolina Herrera, Estee Lauder, and more. Give love, give style now at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers, AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Welcome back to Begs. Noli, big week, lots of changes, lots of excitement. Where do you want to roll?
Yeah, I mean, let's start off with the battle of the AL bests. You got Tampa Bay Rays playing Baltimore Orioles. Shane McClanahan comes out there Monday night, mows through the lineup, gets his MLB leading seventh win of the season. Then game two, Baltimore takes it. That's going to be a good freaking game three, too, tonight. You know, like, it's two teams that are just absolutely rolling right now. Tampa Bay, obviously, the best team in baseball. I don't really know what else to say about Tampa Bay. They're just through and through the best team. I mean, if you want to hear more, I guess you can go on literally wherever you want to hear all the MLB people talking about it, right? But, like, you're looking at it, and Tampa Bay, through and through, best team in baseball right now. Playing Baltimore Orioles, who, I mean, like I was talking about this with my brother, Braden, and we were talking about it off air. We were like, man, ever since Adley Rutschman's come up, they've been like a 620 win percentage team. Like, all that they do is win with Adley behind the plate. So it's like, man, like, you can tell, like, this guy's future's bright. Brandon Hyde's done an excellent job with managing that team. And they're getting the most out of a lack of a pitching staff there, because Grayson Rodriguez, I wouldn't even say, has been the number one ace, the guy that everybody was profiling him to be so far to start out his big league career.
Yeah, and I apologize right off the bat, Dirtbags, because this will probably take up the rest of this whole segment. And it's interesting you started here, Nolan, with the Rays, because and what you're commenting on as well, because I think it's I know it's something that's huge for us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, and we talk about it all the time. And character. It's amazing what character can do, and we've seen it for years with the Tampa Bay Rays, right? Where, you know, pitching and offense, not as much as pitching dominant, but this year where they're putting it all together and that. But the end of the day, really character people from the top of management all the way down, and they've recruited and developed and trained character. Are they afraid to get a little wild, a little crazy? No, we see them do that, right? I mean, heck, you're talking about this Baltimore series, a huge series, no question about it. They just had the Yankees on the weekend where it was a huge series, and they're going to have the Yankees again this weekend right after the Orioles. It's a huge week for them. It's a huge 10 days for them, and you're just seeing quality character. You spoke about young Adley Rutschman. There's a guy with quality character. You're seeing it over and over and over again, and you're seeing it spill out. They had other great character people in Baltimore. You know, obviously maybe not quite as athletic as this young kid is, but you're seeing that character. And why am I jumping all over this, Dirtbags? Because we go to the opposite spectrum, Nolan, and we talk about it all the time. Mr. Tatis, I don't know if you'll see. I'm sure at some point San Diego will win. I'm sure. Not that character that says championship to me. Now, will I stick my foot in my mouth at some point in time, one day down the road? I maybe will. But then again, I maybe never will either. I don't know if they're that character, right? And we all love Bob Melvin. We spoke about it a year ago when they hired him. You know, a great signing. But you know it as well as I do, Nolan. I'll let you jump in after this. You can be the greatest manager in the world or coach in the world. But again, if you don't have character players, I'm going to say it flat out. It's impossible to develop, to train, to win. And are you not seeing that with the Rays and the Orioles? And you're seeing the results on the field, right? Just yeah. character people.
No, to be a member of the Tampa Bay Rays, really, you have to put your ego aside. Like, wholeheartedly, you know, going into a game that you could either be starting or you could be on the bench, purely dependent on which way the pitcher's going to throw against you. Because Tampa Bay, man, they deploy their lineup in a bunch of different ways. Now, I get it, this year it's been different. This year they pretty much had a stable force of guys going out there on a nightly basis, right? Like, you get your Brandon Lowe's, Randy Arozarena, Yandy Diaz, Walls. Taylor Walls has been playing all over the place a little bit, but I mean, predominantly right now, it seems like he's playing third base more so. But yeah, you're looking at that lineup.
Yeah,
Wander's at shortstop, obviously, and Wander settled in this year finally. Like, it looks like he's actually becoming that player that everybody said, number one prospect, back-to-back years. And I mean, that's not an easy thing on its own, right? You're the number one prospect at, what, 19 and 20 years old? 18 and 19 exactly. years old, however old he was. And it's like, man, like, you look at number one prospects, statistically speaking, funny you just brought up about San Diego. Jerickson Profar, obviously, when he was still on Texas at that point in time, back-to-back years of him being the number one overall prospect. And you're looking at it, and how did his career pan out? Don't get me wrong, he's had a long big league career. But number one overall prospect talk went out the window pretty fast once he got exposed up at the big leagues. And I mean, right now, obviously he's in Colorado, but let's be honest, his career never really amounted to anything outside of being a good MLB player. And like, that's not a knock on him, right? But it's just one of those things. Wander Franco, he looks like, okay, you know what? Number one prospect back-to-back years. He's looking the part right now. And especially he's 23 now? 22 years of age? Like, he's still a kid.
22, I'll be 22, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like... Yeah.
And that's it, right? I mean, you see it with the Dodgers, too, right? I mean, obviously, we would all like to think any team that went through the Trevor Bauer situation would automatically terminate him, and I'm sure that was a lot more than just the team terminate him. I'm sure that was the league basically saying, this kid will never play in the MLB again after what he went through. But it's the same thing, right? It's, like for me, I was asked about Trevor Bauer just today, and I said, I don't watch him anymore. And then the person asking me was, you know, are you watching what he's doing and his YouTube over in Japan? And I said, no. I said, I used to watch it before that incident happened. I used to watch him. I used to respect him. I said, I'm sure it's still good conversation, and it's really enlightening and empowering for people to watch and that. But I said, for me personally, I won't watch it just because – I mean, I can't even say it on air, the type of person in my mind that would do that to another human being or whatever and stuff like that. So we're not going to dwell on it, but my whole point coming back to what you said, Nolan, exactly right. Those two teams have amazing character. And I think the Blue Jays, as we've said many times in that American League East, they're right up there in the hunt. But for me, they still don't have that tipping point character that's going to lead to sustainable success in the playoffs, I don't think. But those two teams right now, you're right. That is a heck of a series. You're seeing great baseball by two teams. Whether you like them or you don't, you have to respect them. And all I'm asking is, Dirtbags, is to respect how important, and we always talk about data, right? You can't put an actual value on character. But scouts that find it They are second to none. The scouts that really do the work and find those type of players of that character. Who else stands out to you, Nolan, in the league right now? That with that level,
Detroit Tigers. Not in terms of character, but just in terms of right offseason moves that they made and everything like that. Riley Green, obviously, he's been on a heater. You got Javi Baez also on a heater right now. Like the pair of those guys, they're carrying the lineups. And I mean, Javi Baez, he's another one of those guys, very flamboyant, I guess is the best way of putting it. Like he's very out there, just kind of does things that a lot of people are like, okay, man, you got to calm down a little bit. But that's his style of play. Where Riley Green, polar opposite, right? Riley Green, it seems like he's pretty conservative and everything like that. Like he kind of stays to himself, kind of keeps himself low-tempered, even-keeled, all that stuff. But, I mean, right now you're looking at the Tigers, and, like, the Tigers are rolling off wins. Like, they should have swept the Cardinals. Obviously, the Cardinals win 12-6 there on Sunday. But, like, you're looking at it, and they come up top of the sixth inning, down 3-1, hit a grand slam, take a lead 6-3, and then some errors cost them a few runs. Probably should have been 6-4 going into top of seven. Maybe Detroit keeps on pounding on. But all of a sudden, it's a 10-6 game. And outside of that, man, like that's the only bad game that Detroit's played in the past week. Like Detroit's looking like a good team right now.
Looking at sweeping Cleveland right now as we're doing the show. Yeah, and their percentage points ahead of them. They're going to be 17-19, and Cleveland's going to be 16-20. So there you go. I mean, exactly right. I mean, it's good to see them bouncing back. If you're a Detroit fan, you're loving life. So, Dirtbirds, we will be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, we're talking about the Rays and the Orioles and character and the necessity of it before the break. I apologize for jumping in on that one, Dirtbags, but I think it's just two quality teams that we had to talk about, Nolan, in depth and just respect what we're doing. And then you also added on the Detroit Tigers there at the back end of segment one. And it is true. Great to see them playing good baseball again. So where do you want to take us now? What do you want to focus on now? I guess we could focus on teams that just really haven't shown up at the ballpark yet.
So probably the biggest news, from the past week, I'd say, let's jump in with the Wilson Contreras situation that's going on with St. Louis. Obviously signed him to the 5-year $87.5 million deal in the offseason. Basically, they tell him right now, hey, listen, you're going to be a DH for the next couple of weeks. Obviously, the story originally came out that he was going to be DH in outfield. Cardinals have way too many outfielders to begin with, so I don't know how that would help them out in any way, shape, or form. Outfielder gets revoked. Basically, just going to be a starting DH. So now you see him. Now, this is a huge key, okay? Now, this is what I like to see. Obviously, I mean, the fact that he's DHing doesn't help out the Cardinals in any way, shape, or form by him taking repetitions behind the plate. But you're looking at, I don't know how many people out there are watching Cardinals games, but this is just a catcher's lesson, just period, plain and simple. This is what we did when I was at college. This is what a lot of teams should be doing, right? You're the backup catcher on your team. Right now, Wilson Contreras is the backup catcher on the Cardinals. So there are quotations around it. For whatever reason, they are not starting him as catcher. I mean, his framing, yes, we all knew. See, here's the biggest thing, right? His framing, everybody knew it, that he's a subpar framer. I've said it in the past. You can go back, watch episodes from last year. I said it all the time, right? The Cardinals signed him knowing full well that he's a subpar framer. This year, he has 3 out of 8 of the zones, is what they like to call it, that he has at least an average or above average grade for framing. The rest are subpar, right? So he's a subpar framer. But the thing that he's doing that I really like is he's standing beside Dusty Blake, who's the pitching coach for the Cardinals, and standing beside Ollie Marmol, and he's picking their brains on, okay, boom, 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 figuring out how the pitchers like to actually throw pitches in what situations and how each of the pitches are breaking. Now, obviously, the Cardinals' pitchers have been atrocious to start out the year, no two ways about it, but that's a huge life lesson for catchers out there, is when you're not in a game, go stand beside your pitching coach, get as close to home plate as you can get, and just pick his brain, see how your pitchers are throwing, get with your pitchers as much as you can, talk to them, figure it all out, right? Especially on a new team. Then that way, yeah, you're learning on the fly as much as possible.
Yeah, without question, right? I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. When you're not in the game, you still got a job to do or whatever. And I'm sure it's a little more relaxed day or whatever and stuff like that, but there's always something of value to the team that you can be learning and bringing to the team. It's that simple. Like, there's really just no off days, and you don't want to think that way. I mean, we don't play that much, whether we're in the amateurs or, yes, the pros, they're playing every day or whatever and stuff like that. But it's just a part of who you need to be if you want to be that elite level at whatever level you're playing at. You want to be the cream of the crop, the best of the best, and ultimately respected by your team, right, Nolan? And those are the things you have to do and you should be doing. And you're right. If you got really good coaches in those areas, you should really be embracing it and sucking up to them or whatever. And not sucking up. I don't like that word, but you know what I mean. Settling in beside picking them, having brain. Those deep conversations, right? Yeah, picking the brain. So, absolutely. It's that one, whether you're a Cardinals fan or not, you heard about that over the weekend. Because there was a lot of fun, especially. It was interesting in the fact that they were going right into Wrigley at that point in time too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he immediately comes out his first at-bat. He gets the hit against the Cubs. And some of the fans obviously are booing him. Some of them are cheering him, right? No one knows how to really go about that situation. Obviously, when you join the crosstown, or not crosstown, but interdivision rivals, it's a different feel. You're like, man, this guy won a World Series for us. He was a great player for 7 years for us. I got a clap, but at the same time, like, why would you join the Cardinals, right? So, I mean, I get the hate. Yeah. And of course, yeah, they're booing him. And his first at bat, he comes up. He goes out, gives the little tip of the cap, yada, yada, yada. Gets a single right up the middle, and he's just cheering on the fans to keep booing at him. Hits a double 2 at bats later, raises both hands, basically just telling everybody, hey, keep the boos coming. Keep it coming. I mean, he's that type of player, though, too, right? Like,
Oh, for
everybody
sure.
knows, like, his offense has been basically the same as what it's been throughout his career. Now, obviously, he doesn't have the same home run numbers right now to start out the year. He's only at two, and both of them were in the same game. But at the same time, he's still coming up clutch. RBIs are still there. Doubles are still there. Like, he's a hell of an offensive player. I'm not going to knock him for that, and that's why he's the starting DH. Yeah. But, yeah, the catching Absolutely. Side, obviously. Like, that's why I'm saying the Cardinals knew what they were signing him for. They knew that he was a subpar yeah. defensive catcher with an above-average arm. Not an elite yep. arm, but he's above average arm. And, I yep. mean, the offense obviously speaks for itself. He's one of the better offensive catchers in the game. Now, obviously, the guy that I wanted them to get in the offseason, I still wish that we pulled the trigger on this one. I want to jump into Sean Murphy and the Atlanta Braves. Sean Murphy right yep. now is your early season NL MVP. He is absolutely tearing the cover off of the ball. First in the National League for OPS. Doing a great job of calling games down there in Atlanta. Obviously, one of the better defensive catchers in the game, too. Like, you're looking at him. You're looking at the whole Atlanta Braves team. Obviously, Matt Olson's got to be up there. Ronald Acuna, obviously, we've talked about him fully healthy and everything like that. But, man, they're just pulling away right now from the rest of the NL East. And, like, I get that they just had a tough series against Baltimore, which is why Baltimore, I mean, you got to give credit to Baltimore. Like, they're as legit as it can get right now. So, I mean, Atlanta, like, right now, cream of the crop in the National League, and they're just a beast of a team, man. And it all starts out with that catcher that they got, Sean Murphy.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it as you're talking there. And you're right. I mean, and if you're an Atlanta fan out there, Dirtbags, you may agree with Nolan, you may disagree. I don't know. There's a lot of pieces in that team that work and play. But you're right, Nolan. They went out and got him for a reason in the offseason. And you're seeing it come to fruition right now. Again, I realize, what are we in? Week six in the season. But if you're an Atlanta fan, you're seeing why you picked that guy up. If you're an American League East opponent fan, you're seeing why Atlanta picked them up. And it just, it's another tool in the toolbox, as they say, another weapon for the Atlanta Braves to beat you with, in his case, offensively and defensively. So it again, though, a character guy, right, Nolan? That seems to be the theme tonight. You're just another great quality character person that Atlanta obviously targeted, did not mess around with, and went all in. I mean, they knew they had Dansby Swanson a year after losing Freddie Freeman, and they weren't messing around with Dansby Swanson. They focused in, even as good as Travis d'Arnaud is and stuff like that. They obviously had the numbers, they had the information that said we need to be better here.
Yeah,
we think we could be good enough with Mr. Grisham at shortstop. If and when the time really comes.
And you got to include William Contreras in on that, because obviously he was the catcher last year, more DH so than exactly. anything. But, I mean, he ends up going yep. up to Milwaukee as a part of that three-team trade there in the offseason. And you're like, man, yep. like, hindsight's 20/20. Like, A, I feel horrible for Oakland, because you're looking at it. And Oakland, I mean, the team that they could have had, God forbid they could have had the ability to keep everybody, obviously, different situation. I mean, by the time they get that stadium built in Las Vegas and everything like that and move the team out there, like, you're thinking about the roster that they could have, because obviously Las Vegas is going to come with money. They're going to be able to afford some of these players that they've let walk over the past couple of years. Obviously, they're big-name guys. Matt Chapman, tops in the American League in OPS. Sean Murphy, tops in the National League in OPS. Matt Olson, raking, playing good defense. I believe tied for second place for home runs in the National League. Like, it's just tough being them.
You've seen it your whole life, you know. Josh Donaldson, 2015, mm-hmm. MVP, the Jays. You go back, shortstop before that. It goes on and on. The list just never ends, Seven. Right? And the amount of phenomenal pitchers they've signed over the years yeah. or whatever. Hell, your Cardinals won series off of some of their pitchers. Mark Mulder.
Yep.
Originally Hudson was all those guys. Like, you know, he goes to the Braves, Mulder Barry goes to Zito. You guys. I mean,
Barry Zito
goes
San
to the
Fran.
Giants.
Yeah.
like you're right. I mean, but I'm glad to hear you say it. The Las Vegas A's.
No, like it's going to be good for baseball, right? Now, I mean, just jumping into, yeah. I kind of want to segue off of that one a little bit, but same time, keep it similar. So I don't know if you heard the rumor coming out this week, right, Kirk? But the Orlando Dreamers, obviously the former Orlando Magic owner has basically been talking, trying to put a bid in for building a stadium in Orlando. Whether it be an expansion team or whether it be the, obviously he said that he's monitoring the Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg area situation right now for the Tampa Bay Rays stadium to see what's going to happen there. But I mean,
wow.
He's looking at trying to build a stadium down in Florida, obviously in Orlando. And it's like, man, the writing is on the wall. You can't do a team in Florida. I'm sorry, no disrespect, but like you're looking at it. Tampa Bay Rays have a tough, like they have a tough enough time trying to get 15,000 fans out. And that's with their team rocking and rolling, being the best in the American League. The Miami Marlins are still sitting there right around 10,000 fans. Like it's one of those situations where it's just like, man, don't beat a dead horse. Don't try and bring in another Florida baseball team. I can't get behind that one. Like I get Nashville. Nashville to me makes sense. Nashville's a hot spot for tons of tourists to come into. Vegas, same thing. Tons of tourists can come in there. Utah, like Salt Lake City, obviously a little bit different because it's more home-based people that would be going to the games. But same time, they'd still, in my opinion, sell out most of those games because it would be the only thing in that area outside of the Utah Jazz. So that's why I'm saying, like, the Orlando Dreamers, that dream needs to die.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, it's nice. You got Walt Disney World and everything else that comes with Orlando and stuff like that. But if you're going to there for the, you're going there for that reason, right? You're not going down there for baseball. Only in training are you going there for baseball. So, your best. We're going to be right back here in a second to answer your curtain call questions. So, stay tuned.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 biggie bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Staples has everything to help small businesses do big things. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill big orders. The latest tech so you can create the next big thing. And now during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $30 back in rewards to use on big things, little things, or anything they need. Plus, find new deals in-store every week on tech, office chairs, and shipping supplies. Because for small businesses, Staples knows savings are a big thing. Rewards offer ends 5/13. Limit 1. Redeemable in-store only.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Noli, I don't know if this one came in from a knee or a California Angels fan, but California Angels, Los Angeles Angels, sorry. There you go. I'm dating myself, Dirtbags. So, anyways, Mr. Ohtani last night against the Astros takes claim of the two-way superstar with Mr. Babe Ruth. Beats him in strikeouts, taking over the strikeout lead. Big story, significant story, time to move on story.
Time to move on story. That's it, plain and simple. In my opinion, it's nothing to talk about. Babe Ruth had 700 home runs. Babe Ruth only really pitched five seasons too. Like you look at it, 1915 through 17 is when he threw his most innings, most games, all that stuff. He was sitting between 32 games pitched and 44 games pitched in those 3-year stretch. And then pretty much every year after that, it was 2017, 4 as a rookie, 1 with the Yankees in 20, 2 with the Yankees in 21, 1 with the Yankees in 1930, and 1 with the Yankees in 1933. Like, grand scheme of things, he threw 1,221 innings, 500 strikeouts, right? So, I mean, it's not like it was a pitcher like Ohtani is. Like, Ohtani basically came in and was guaranteed to be a stud pitcher. The fact that he's hitting the way that he is a bonus. Let's be honest. Like, if Ohtani gets to 500 home runs and 1,500 strikeouts for his career, more power to you. But, like, even the fact that people call Babe a two-way player to me is kind of a joke. Like, no one thinks of Babe Ruth, the pitcher. Everybody thinks of Babe Ruth, the hitter, the guy that absolutely demolished baseballs, would smoke a cigar and just kind of run New York City the way that he wanted to run it, right? Like, you don't think of Babe Ruth as the pitcher with the Boston Red Sox. So I think that's it. End of story.
There you have it. Interesting question. Thanks for sending it in to us, for sure. So this one's definitely a listener question, longtime listener, Nolan, and New York Mets fan. So the question is, with our love, yours and mine, for Mr. Buck Showalter, what is it he has to do for our team, the Mets, Metropolitans, to right the ship? Because it looks like it's sinking right now. So is it panic mode in New York? Is Steve Cohen spent the wrong money? I don't know, but we're going to find out. Noli, what do you got for your thoughts? Little jab at our Buck Showalter.
No, so here's the thing, right? Buck Showalter, I mean, he's probably the most, like, I wouldn't necessarily say even-keeled manager out there by any means, but, I mean, Buck Showalter never really, like, he never really shows that he's either up or down, right? Like, he's pretty much just level-headed as you can be because he understands the way that this whole year goes, and he understands, okay, it's game 40 basically right now for the New York Mets. They just got to get their guys healthy, right? Like, Verlander and Scherzer, they need to get healthy and figure it out again because right now they're not pitching, like, two dominant guys. No two ways about it. The hitting, obviously, Lindor's hitting, what, 225 to start out the year? That's got to come up, but that will inevitably come up. I think it's just a matter of, okay, you know what? We get a leadership clubhouse meeting going on here. Let the players try and figure it out themselves. And if they can't do that, then, hey, you know what? That's when I start to get more involved with everything, right? Buck knows what he's doing, man. I trust Buck. And you look at the way that the Mets have always spent money over the past, well, I shouldn't say always, but over the past 3 years, like, they've spent money out the wazoo. It's a good team, man. They just need to hit the pause button, right? Get themselves recollected, and they'll be fine. They'll run off some wins.
Okay. Great question, man. I agree with you, too, and stuff like that. And, you know, they're still right there in good position. And like you said, at the end of the day, he's got that experience, right? And those guys are veteran players, too. Other than Alvarez behind the dish, right, they're pretty much a veteran team. So they know what they need to do. They just got to start finding some traction. Senga looks pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I think that's looking like a good signing right now and stuff. And you're right. Once you get the big horses at the top of the rotation settled in again and just, okay, let's calm this and let's get back down to earth. I think then actually also your hitting's going to take off. Because really, their hitting's been struggling as well, right? But as we've said many times, I mean, hitting struggles when you're forced to have to hit.
Yeah.
Right? When you have to hit, it's just too tough a sport.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're coming in after the first inning and you're down 1-0, 2-0 already, you're like, man, okay, here we go. Climb back into games, right? So it's just one of those things where the Mets, they just need their pitchers to be consistent. First through sixth inning, seventh inning, however long their guys are going to give them, right? And the second they get Scherzer, the second they get Verlander back and rolling, man, the whole thing's going to be fine.
Yeah, for sure. It should be, no question about it. Okay, we're going all the way out west, and only in the southwest. Question for out of the Diamondbacks. What's our thoughts on Corbin Carroll? Excited on being on the East Coast and the amount of opportunity we get to watch this young kid. Do we really know what he's about? Do we have the appreciation of where he's standing for Rookie of the Year? So, great question.
No, we don't have the appreciation for getting to watch him the same way as we get the appreciation for watching guys on the East Coast, right? Here's the thing. It's not Los Angeles, right? Arizona isn't that market. So even that, like James Outman right now, to us on the East Coast, it's a lot easier for us to see the Los Angeles Dodgers play because they're the bigger market team, and they're a team that's perennially been better than Arizona recently. So you're looking at it like we get more exposure to the Dodgers, and that's a knock on Corbin Carroll ultimately because it's like, man, this guy, if you got to see him play every day, is special. I'm not saying it's the same talent level as obviously Mike Trout, because that's just insanity. But I'm saying, man, like this kid has legitimate 20-plus home run, 45-plus stolen base as a rookie potential, right? Like same as Trout when Trout first came up, like plays an elite-level defense from what I've seen. Obviously handles the bat very well because, I mean, he's still raking. Like I really wish that us on the East Coast got to see it the same way as people on the West Coast did. Because, man, like, everything that I hear out there, it's just, holy, this kid's a next-level player. And you can tell, like, obviously he came into the year as the number one prospect. Like dude's a baller, man. He's flat out balling. He's up there for Rookie of the Year consideration to start out the year. Like I said, though, the only reason James Outman, in my opinion, is bigger than him is because the people on the East Coast get to see the Los Angeles Dodgers more than they get to see the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head with this young man, right? He brings some electrifying stuff to the table and that to, you know, number one sprint speed, obviously in the whole league. The bottom line, I think you hit the nail, not only for us, Nolan, being on the East Coast, but anybody being on the East Coast or even in the central, time zones and have teams that you can go and see. I think he's the type of player that he's worth the money, right? I know I'm looking forward to seeing them live at some point or whatever if they come to Toronto because I want to see this sprint speed they talk about. I want to see the explosion of this kid and just some of those things that you don't always get to see in a player. I mean, hell, there's lots of home run hitters in the league, right? Everybody can hit the home run or whatever. Now, some definitely a lot further, a lot more majestic than others. But to see raw sprint speed or execution of the game in that sense, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing this kid. There's no question about it. And I'd highly recommend it to you, Dirtbags, that if you got the opportunity to do it and see him, hey, I'm buying a ticket. I think he's that type of player for me.
Talking about majestic home runs, man, like in that series alone there, you got Christian Walker goes 459, I believe it was, on Monday night. And then you got Jorge Soler going 468 to left center last night. And you're like, man, those are two absolute nukes. And all the while, yeah, you got Corbin Carroll. I mean, man, like, obviously he's not the guy that's going to hit the 450-foot home runs like these other two guys. But he's the guy that's going to hit a single, possibly a double into the gap, and he's going to turn it into a triple. And you're like, man, that alone is just game-changing elite stuff, right? It's like Trey Turner. He's just that guy that all of a sudden You got to be aware of him every time he's on the bases. And it sets up your next guy so well in the order that, man, you're just loving life because you know all of a sudden, man, that pitcher's thinking about the guy on first base. He's thinking about, well, wherever Corbin Carroll is, right? He's thinking about where Corbin Carroll is because he knows, okay, yeah, he could steal a base on me right now, no problem. And all of a sudden, boom, groove of fastball, ooh, 450 feet by Christian Walker. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, well, like we talked a little bit about in the past, and I think maybe we need to talk about them more or whatever. And another team that's just really nice and surprised, and, you know, we hear a lot of great things about them in the off season, right? But to see them get going, and of course, in that tough National League West, you can't get past the Dodgers and the Padres, and especially with all the moves Padres made in the off season, right? So another team that you love to see where they are right now. Sitting in second place in that NL West, 20 wins already. But you know what? Showing excitement, showing a reason for their fans to go to the ballpark and support them and be excited about what the team has. So that's awesome. Keep it rolling. So this will be the last question for this episode, Nolan. And this one's coming in from Minnesota. And I'm really excited to hear what your thoughts are on this one. The Carlos Correa saga went round and round. I don't know whether to be excited that we got him back or just dumbfounded that we got him back with the way his season's going at this point in time. Do I have anything to worry about or should I worry?
Well, it's funny, man. So right now, the fans out in Minnesota, obviously, they've been booing Carlos Correa recently. Carlos Correa has not been hitting nearly as well as what he should be for the money that he's getting paid. And I mean, he even came forth and said it there today or earlier this morning or last night. I can't remember exactly when he said it, like during his interview. But either way, yeah, he basically said, right now I'm not worth the money that I'm getting paid. And I fully understand why the fans are booing me. And it's like, man, that's a guy that takes accountability for his whole thing, right? So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the fact that he came back to Minnesota all on its own is just incredibly crazy to begin with. We saw the whole offseason saga. I don't think we need to dwell on that too much. Right now, he's just off to a slow start. Carlos Correa, by the end of the year, he'll be right around career norms. Heck, even think about it during the strike-shortened season, right? He hit, what, 215, 220, something like that, with only a couple of bombs, and everybody was panicking. And then come the playoffs, all of a sudden, he just went typical Carlos Correa numbers, right? Guy was absolutely mashing baseballs, I think 350 average or something like that, and like five bombs. So you're just like, okay, just no one hit the panic button yet. You're a month and a half into his second go around with Minnesota. Obviously, he's a guy that's incredibly talented. I don't think there's any reason to panic. By the end of the year, he'll be 280, 20, 80, and I don't know how many stolen bases. I'm going to say probably two or three. Like, he's not a stolen base guy, but he's going to be fine defensively as well. So that's just it.
Interesting thoughts. I don't know. I'm going to leave my comments out of it or whatever and stuff like that. But it will be interesting for sure. Like you said, when it's all said and done, he's going to be fine. But is there no question, as your number two, number three hitter, to be looking at the numbers right now, that's tough, especially when your team's winning, right? And I guess that's the positive spin of it, is your team is winning. So if your team's winning and he's one of the negatives on the team, boy, when he gets rolling, you guys could really take off and put yourselves in a great position to go into the playoffs. And hey, you know, who knows how deep you go or go out and get that other pitcher for the playoffs and take it that much deeper as well. So, but anyways, great questions, Dirtbags. Keep sending them in to us, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com or on Instagram or Facebook at DirtbagBaseballNation.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Nolan. Time for your final thought.
Yeah, obviously something that we didn't talk about throughout the entirety of the episode, but we'd be remiss to say or to not say anything about Vita Blue and obviously the passing of him. Vita Blue, obviously very instrumental to the Oakland Athletics during the 1970s when they won three straight World Series in 71, 72, and 73. Sorry for your loss, the Oakland Athletics family and the Blue family.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously a little tougher for you, Nolan, to really appreciate what that guy did back then, but so many years after the fact, too, for Oakland as well, right? Anybody that's out there listening and old enough and stuff like that, you know what he meant to Oakland, to baseball in general and stuff like that, and just an elite pitcher back in the day. Young Catfish Hunter and different people, Gene Tennis as a catcher for that organization. Reggie Jackson, young Reggie Jackson. A fish hunter, like I said, just a tremendous team, tremendous, tremendous team. And of course, your interesting owner as well, Art Finley. So, you know what, but like you said, Nolan, I think you hit the nail on the head. Any fans out there, the Vita Blue family and friends, our condolences for sure. Another great person lost, but not forgotten, as they say. Definitely not forgotten. So, you know what, Dirtbags, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Again, thank you to our sponsors at Rip Grip Pro, the Rope Trainer. You can get them on our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, the Rope Trainer. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, please, at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk. but it's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Right now we've got a mental agilities series going on, Beyond the Noise, that we're going to be talking about. And we've got episode 3 that's released today for athletes. So we got parents coming out next week, scouts, coaches, agents, and associations. And it's a great series that I've got on with Robin Gargano and Anne-Marie Lafferty of L4 and stuff. So great, great. Please go over there and subscribe to our channel so you can get that and watch all our other videos as well. Nolan, unfortunately, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.